Hello.
Hi, am I speaking to William?
You are?
Hey, William, it's Abigail from Archtop Fiber. I'm just calling to set up a date and time for installation. Is this a good time to talk?
Okay, I looked at my calendar the other day. I don't know whether you were the one who called me last week or so, but anyway, I had a note on the bottom of my calendar, CJ from Archtop. And he supposedly made an appointment with me, but I don't see it on my calendar. Do you have a log somewhere where he would have made an appointment?
Based on the conversation you had with CJ, it said that you'd give us a call when you're ready.
Okay, well, I'm returning this Friday from Florida. So, what is his availability?
Availability is any day after the 19th or on
Any
the
day.
19th.
Okay, after the. How about the 20th?
On the 20th, 1 p.m. works for you?
Okay, we're going to put CJ.
Would be Abby.
Oh, it would be Abby coming?
No, we don't know which tech would come out to the location. I'm just saying that my name is Abby, not CJ.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm not just hooking up. He was going to come and sit down and talk with me and tell me the pros and cons of hooking up. So I'm not sending, I don't want you sending a text to just go hook up. When I signed in the night of the meeting at the clubhouse, he spoke to me and said, I'll come over, sit down with you, go over what streaming does, what your availabilities are, what Roku or whatever streaming would be best for your uses. I also have a landline telephone. And he said, go over those things with you and show you how it all works. And then if you decide to hook up, fine. So I don't know whatever happened to that consultation, that it just go away and now you're just expecting to hook up, or do I still get that consultation?
Do you know who you spoke with that said that they would come to your location?
CJ.
Okay, so you spoke with TJ and TJ said that someone would come by your location?
Actually, he said he would.
Okay, give me a moment, please. All right. So usually as it relates to just answering questions at your location, the most we do have is like having a tech come out to the location just to evaluate the area and let you know how the services would be installed. It's the case that if you do have questions about certain things, we could have the questions relayed over to our team and be able to provide those answers to you.
Okay, so then the bill of goods he sold me at that meeting was just to get me to sign up and not that this was ever going to happen. That's very disturbing.
No, if it's a case that he said that he would come to your location, then he would, but I'm asking who you spoke to. CJ, the person that we have, CJ, it's her. She is a part of the call center team, so she wouldn't be at the office meeting.
Okay, well, I spoke to a young man there. What was his name again? Do you know who was at that meeting?
For the meetings, I wouldn't know who was the one that signed you up for the service.
You were the one who's, yes. But I was talking to a young man. There was an older man who came late, and they all teased him about it. But there were two guys there at the beginning of that meeting. One of them was a younger guy, and he spoke to me for 10 or 15 minutes and said, well, you know what? I'll come over and I'll show you what we do, how this works, what would be the best streaming service for you, all that stuff. And I said, oh, good. And then I went home and I wrote CJ on my arch top on the bottom of my calendar for November. But I don't know who that guy was. So that's who I would like to speak to again, if that's possible.
We don't have them in the system, but what I could do, I could take your questions and we could have it relayed over to our team so that they could be answered. Is that enough?
Okay.
Would that
Yeah, that
be
works. Yeah, sure, that works. Yeah.
So you said that you wanted questions as it relates to what streaming platform would work best for you.
Yes.
Do you have a smart TV, or you don't have a, or you just
No,
have a?
I do have a smart TV.
Okay. Are you using any devices such as a Roku, an Amazon Fire TV stick, or anything like that, or you just only have the smart TV?
I have a smart TV where I watch TV with the cable box there.
Uh-huh.
In my kitchen, I have a 12-inch small TV that I watch while I'm cooking or while I'm eating my dinner. That has a Roku stick on it.
Okay. So what do
Go
you
ahead.
usually use your streaming services for?
Well,
Like,
I have Netflix and Prime. But I don't normally use streaming. I use the Spectrum cable TV.
oh, okay. So you want access to like different channels
Oh, of
and
course.
local news and live sports?
I'm not a sports person, but I like ABC, NBC, CBS. I watch CNN quite a bit. Those kind of things I need. I like House and Garden TV, the Magnolia Network, those kind of things I spend time watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the best live streaming service that you could use where you can get access to those channels, it's Hulu Live TV Plus. So not just Hulu, but they do have an addition which is Live Hulu Live TV Plus, and that's where you'd have access to over 85 plus channels. The only channels that you do not get with Hulu Live TV Plus, it's the MLB Network, NBA TV, AMC, and BBC America. But you get everything else. And you get access to local news, you get cloud DVR, and the price, it ranges for about, let me check for you so I can get you the accurate answer.
What was the name of that service again?
Hulu Live TV Plus. Yeah, so for with Hulu Live TV Plus, where you can get the live TV, it's $59.99 for the first 3 months, and then you pay $82.99 afterwards.
Well, that's a difference, huh?
Yeah,
Joanne,
I'm just looking
what's
up
your
for their service.
yeah, let me ask you another question. I go to Florida like I am now for 5 or 6 weeks, and then I come down in January and stay till May. Does Hulu follow me to where I go?
Well, you could discontinue your service at that time. So say, for instance, you're planning to travel, you can cancel your service, and whenever you're back, you can activate it back again.
Well, the reason I asked
It would
the
just be
travel
like
part.
it would just be like Netflix or Prime.
Okay, so but could I sign into Hulu here? I use AT&T in Florida for my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so anywhere you go, you could just sign back in the same way as how you'd have access to Netflix or Prime.
But you'd have to inform them that I'm no longer at the location in Saugerties and that I'm in Florida.
No, you wouldn't need to do that. It
You
would
wouldn't
just
even need
be,
to do
yeah, it's just a streaming platform that you could use.
See, something I found out after I signed up with AT&T down here because I had an issue with Spectrum here several years ago. So they never told me that there's AT&T Wi-Fi and AT&T TV. So there's two separate entities. I talked to a representative on the phone. He set me up. I came here. The representative actually came to my condo here. The technician hooked up, and then he said, I said to him, now, when I go home, I'm going to put this on vacation like I used to do with Spectrum. Does that work? He said, of course, not a problem. I said, all right. So when I got ready to go home, I called the Wi-Fi and said to him, I'm going to be leaving May 5th. I won't be back until the following September, October. He said, okay, I said, well, then do that with the TV. He said, oh, no, that's a separate number. You have to call them. So now I call them, and then they look at me, or they tell me on the phone, you signed a year's contract. We're going to have to charge you $300 to discontinue the service.
Wow.
Which is, no one ever told me that. I even had it written down with a guy's name by it who told me that I could put it on vacation anytime I wanted. So now, four supervisors later and a very aggravated voice, I finally got somebody to say, okay, we'll just cancel the account. So every time you go back and forth to Florida, you have to reopen the account and cancel it each time you go, which is a real drag. So now this, to me, looks like a better opportunity.
Because you can take care of the Hulu with you anywhere you go and have access.
Yeah, they have a little box that I'm looking at here in my kitchen where I'm sitting, probably as big as a pocketbook that you would read from a bookstore. And they tell me I could take that home and get AT&T TV up there. But my area, I know, in Saugerties, is not conducive to pulling in AT&T. Because my daughter-in-law and I did a search on that. The service is really weak in that area. So I've never chosen to do that instead of having Spectrum up there. So now, while you seem to be answering a lot of my questions, and you were Anna, is that what you said?
Abby.
Abby, I'm sorry, Abby.
That's okay.
What happens with my landline?
Okay, so with your landline, what happens is we would keep your same number, but you're asking in terms of what would happen if you do decide to travel?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Do I have to put that on hold? What do I do with that? Because I don't want to pay for it when I'm not there for 5 or 6 months.
Okay. Let me check on it for you. We do have the option of temporarily disabling your phone number and your internet. Let me check to see if you would still be charged. I don't want to misinform you.
Well, and then I also don't want to lose my number. That's the only reason I'm keeping the landline.
Yeah, so you wouldn't lose a number. We would just temporarily disable it. Until you're back, we would just re-enable. Give me a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me a moment, please.
Sure.
All right, so I have your question escalated. While we do wait for to get back an answer, do you have any other questions?
Okay, now you gave me what the Hulu cost would be. What's the archetype cost per month?
Okay, so based on the service that I see you are interested in, let's check. So we do have two services available. We do have the 1 gig fiber internet, which is $79.99, and you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing. And then we also have the 2 gig fiber internet, which is $99.99. And you do get $10 off if you do auto pay and paperless billing. For the phone, the cost for that is $24.99.
So now we're doing, let's see, we're doing 80, we're doing 24, and we're doing 82, so that's 6, 18. So I'm up to $186 now.
Well, for us, if you do the 1 gig and the phone, that would be $94.98 per month. And then if you choose to go ahead and sign up with Hulu, which would be $82 for the first 3 months, you'd be, about $177 per month.
Yeah, so you know what? I'm paying $180 for Spectrum now and don't have to do anything. So where's my advantage here?
So it would just depend on the type of streaming service that you do get as it relates to what your needs are. For us, you'd be getting a faster speed. So you'd be getting 1,000 megabytes per second, both the download and upload. And we would not be charging you anything as it relates to equipment rentals or any installation fees.
Yeah, but my $180 includes my rental fees for my modem and the other stuff
And also
from Spectrum.
a good thing to look at is it's fiber and it's underground, which makes it a lot more reliable compared to Spectrum. Also, in the case that if any problems do arise, or technicians, they are local, so we usually do try to get them out the same day to have the
Yeah.
problems
So
fixed.
the only thing, to be honest, that I would be saving, if my Hulu would come with me here to Florida, I wouldn't be paying any additional TV costs. I'd still have to pay for my Wi-Fi, which is I think it's $69 a month or something like that. So I'd be saving the TV costs, which is about the same when they have that on. So on that side of it, I would be saving, but as far as being in New York, it's about the same as Spectrum would be. And what's your now, I didn't turn it off because I was only coming down for 5 weeks, so I left Spectrum run. It cost me $180 to do that, but when I do come back, I would contact someone via email, and they'd say, "You're all hooked up." But never ever have I come home from Florida and been all hooked up without having to go into the office the next day and have somebody do all kinds of stuff or send a technician out. And so how does that work as far as the reliability of, okay, your phone's already for you, your TV's already for you, everything's ready to go when you get back home. Just sign into Hulu when you get back home and you're good to go.
So in that case, if it's the case that you do travel and once you do return and give us a call, there's nothing that we do need to come out for. It's just something that we just need to change on our end and you just have access to your phone and internet.
But they normally told me to, or we just flip a switch and you're good to go. But I would get home and it wouldn't. Maybe somebody didn't flip a switch. I don't know what they didn't do or didn't do. And then I would have to call an 800 number and then go through all kinds of stuff on my TV to get it connected. And it was, I'm 85. I'm 85 years old, so a lot of this stuff is not easy for me, you know. Anyway. All right. So Abby, where do we stand at this point in time? What do we need to do?
I was just asked, well, I was originally calling you just to set up a date and time for your installation.
Okay.
So I was looking on the calendar, the earliest date we do have available, it's after the 19th of
Okay, you
November.
know what? Can I, may I think about this a little bit longer, please? And then I'll call you after I'm back home because I'll be there until January 12th. I'm sure you can work something out between now and then. I mean, I won't let it wait until January. I just want to be able to talk to some of my other neighbors in that development to see if they've switched over and how it's working and all that stuff and get a better feeling for myself. I'm not objectionable change, not at all. I'm not really tech savvy about hooking up or doing signing into Hulu, signing out of Hulu, whatever I have to do. I don't know how difficult that is. I've never had to do that. I mean, Netflix isn't an issue here. I come to Florida, I just turn on, actually, I shouldn't say that, because I turned on Netflix the other night and it said to me something about hooking up something faster or something like that, and it wouldn't let me pull in Netflix, so I had to go to Primetime and watch Primetime, which comes up with my name on it and says, okay, you're in. I'll have to try the Netflix again and see what the issue with that is here. I don't know what happened with that. But So that begins to be a problem for me. I had a simple thing, like I come back down with my laptop and I'm on the board down here and I went to print something out and my laptop wasn't recognizing my printer here. So I had to go through a whole bunch of stuff with that to get my printer to work. So finally, that's working, but it took me like 3 hours one day. Pushing a bunch of numbers, if you asked me to go back in here and figure out how I connected the printer to my laptop, I would not be able to answer that question. But anyway, so those are the things that I'm a little hesitant with as to jumping into all of this. And then I'm looking at these cheaper prices that we were told at that meeting, and I add up to I'm back to where I was with Spectrum. Maybe better service, but it's still the same thing, so I'm not really, quote-unquote, saving any big dollars by switching over to this. So we'll see. So I will call you back. Do you have a number I can get directly to you?
No, but you could ask for me, and they can check to see if I'm available.
Okay.
Also, I just got information on the temporary disconnect as a for you and let you know if you'd still be billed. So currently at the moment, we're not offering any seasonal or temporary suspension. So if you do decide that you're going to travel, the service would just still be up and running.
Okay. All right. So may I have a number? I'm going to write it on my calendar by your name here. So what's the call-in number, please?
Oh, you just want the phone number? The phone number...
Yeah.
That you can call us at, it is 855.
Okay.
272.
Okay.
4867.
You don't have an extension number, just ask for you, correct?
Yeah, they could check to see if I'm available.
Okay, so there is no temporary shutdown. So I'd be paying for 5 months for $24 a month and hookup and everything else, and I'm not there. Well, the hookup. Yeah, I'm not there. Right.
Yeah, that they said at the moment they're not offering the seasonal or temporary suspension.
Okay. All right, Abby, thank you very much for answering my questions, and I will get back to you.
All right, no problem. Enjoy the rest of today, and thanks for calling our show.